On the show today, we have CDU Strategic Planning, Michael Beal, talking about the Trump administration possibly gutting the CDFI fund. Check it out. On the show today, we have Mr. Mike Beal from CU Strategic Planning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, whichever time you're watching.
If you're on the West Coast, it's still morning. If you're on the East Coast, you are well into the afternoon hours. So we'll go with that. Hey, we got some I don't want to say we're in panic mode here, but there's some very big concern going on in the CDFI world since the Trump administration kind of announced that they may be, for lack of technical terms, gutting the CDFI fund. Michael, what is going on here? What's happening? Why is this happening?
Well, what can I say? You know, as a native of Washington, D.C., I've lived with this my whole life. the CDFI fund, the Community Development Financial Institution Fund, is part of what the Trump administration is looking at in terms of was on a list for cuts.
Yeah.
I like to stick to the facts of what we know. We know that the budget there is $19 million versus $233 million, which is what the CDFI fund has been working on.
Right.
So, what you see in it obviously is a significant cut by the president's budget. But the president's budget is step one in the process.
Right.
The purse strings in our democracy are held by Congress. And here's where the good news is. So the good news is that the Republican Congress for 2017, before President Trump came in,
right,
actually took the CDFI funding higher from 233 to 250 in their 2017 budget.
Okay.
The Senate actually looked at the same level as 2016, which was $233 million. And those appropriators, they like this program. I mean, this program, compared to almost anything else, and the Trump administration has come in to shake things up. Well, the shaking up part is that we have to stand up for and talk about the value to the program.
Right.
So I guess my real answer to this is we feel very positive about the relationship that members of Congress and especially appropriators have had to the CDFI fund.
Mm-hmm.
And Republican appropriators saw fit last year to seek even higher funding. So we're starting at that point. We're
right,
really starting at that conversation. And that's where we want this to go from.
Okay.
Is that we want to start back at the $250 million level and say to the administration that jobs are what you want to create. And the CDFI fund really does link back to that.
Yeah, because that's because the CDFI fund is basically an investment in creating jobs and bettering communities and that type of stuff for low to moderate income folks, correct? Is that kind of like, I mean
absolutely,
that's a pretty overview view of it. But
for a relatively small amount of money, $233 million, the leverage there has been to over $3 billion in loans to people
wow,
of low to moderate income.
Okay.
That's thousands, tens of thousands of jobs saved just by our clients at CU Strategic Planning.
Right.
We have written and won more grants with our clients than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Our clients have added over 10,000 jobs just in the programs that are focused at small business lending. You also add in the home ownership aspect of this, as well as transportation. I mean, one of the biggest barriers for low to moderate income folks in working a job is transportation.
A car, yeah.
A car. In many rural or even suburban areas, there isn't good transportation to and from work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's not just job creation, but it's saving people their ability to keep the jobs they have, which keep them off entitlements.
Right, right.
So we think there's a real story to this, that this relatively small amount of dollars has been extremely effective in helping to grow the economy and to keep people employed. And we think that's going to resonate with the administration as we get the chance to get them more aware of this program and its importance.
Okay, and I think we can see the writing on the wall if this program is jeopardized at all, or the CDFI is jeopardized, that, gosh, it takes away all that stuff. Because based on what you just said, the ROI on this type of thing, this on the CDFI fund is pretty darn good. So
absolutely.
It's
I mean, you know, we think that, you know, CDFI, I think, has been called one of the most effective programs of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, we know that this administration has issues with the size of government.
Sure.
That's a natural part of them coming into office.
Right.
What we want to do is get the time, get the opportunity to make sure that appropriators understand that they're going to be making cuts in different places. Mm-hmm. This isn't one of the places to make the
right.
cuts.
Okay.
We make the argument that CDFIs, credit unions themselves, and this is part of the reason that we're talking to you, is we're putting together an advocacy effort to support what CUNA and NAFU mm-hmm. and state leagues are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really been for us to hire John McKechnie, you know, who was formerly with NCUA,
yep.
as well as with CUNA, to really help our credit unions get this message out and effectively communicate to both parties, but especially to Republicans, that this is a hand up. This is self-help.
Mm-hmm.
This is not entitlement. In
right.
fact, this is how you get the best out of financial institutions and nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also how you drive job growth.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those, we think, match very well with both the Republicans in the House and Senate, but also really in the end with the administration.
Right. And it sounds like these advocacy efforts would or should consider or include, rather, credit unions who have benefited from this from the CDFI fund, because I'm sure they have some incredible stories to tell.
I mean, we have worked at CU Strategic Planning. We've worked with more than 500 credit unions and more than 200 CDFIs over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That group, we're going to be energizing and engaging in this. But you know this. I mean, NCUA has been very closely partnered with credit unions over the last couple of years to encourage more credit unions to become CDFIs, mm-hmm. to consider the designation.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to add back into this? The Trump administration did not zero out CDFI. They significantly reduced it
yeah.
in their budget proposal. We think that is the challenge back to us and our community to say, hey, if you guys want this, you're going to have to fight for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same with the whole tax exemption thing and all that type of stuff. It's like we got to step up and hear the voices heard. So it's the same.
I think this is a natural part of Washington. This is not the first time that CDFI has been threatened.
Right.
It's been threatened in a couple of different ways along the way.
Okay.
But I think, you know what, the other thing that I would say to folks that are looking at this is that the Treasury Department has generally not been a target for any of the cuts generally. So, you know, we're optimistic. We think credit unions should be optimistic that the CDFI fund will be around in 2018 and
mm-hmm.
beyond,
mm-hmm.
that there'll be grants and grant money to win, and that we'll continue to do, you know, the good work that that credit unions do to try to add into the economy and growing jobs, you know, getting people into houses for the first time,
mm-hmm.
Transportation, like we talked
yeah.
about, all part of CDFI. I mean, really the center to it.
Is it, hypothetically, if this does happen, which based on what you say, it's sounding a little bit, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen in
this
that big thing.
This is the first inning of a nine inning. I'm ready for baseball season to start.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
It's early in this game, and I think credit unions need to hear that message, and they need to be ready to step up to talk about
right.
What they want from the administration. And this is one of the parts of what we want,
yeah.
obviously.
So it's not exactly the sky is falling yet, but it's good to get your ducks in a row. I mean, here we go with the cliches, but you know, it's good to get your ducks in a row to have your argument, your story ready to be told to folks that, hey, this does really work and it really does benefit communities across the country.
Yes. I mean, we really do think, you know, look, there's a lot going on in Washington. We're talking, you know, right as the healthcare vote is supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
you know, and I'm reading, you know, by the minute changes to what could happen there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Supreme Court justice mm-hmm. that's in testifying. I mean, there is so much happening that we have to keep our eye on the ball. We have to keep ourselves ready to talk to appropriators. So, you know, one of the things that we're going to send folks to is to our website, mm-hmm. Credit Union Strategic Planning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be putting up materials that credit unions can use to talk to their Congress about this.
Good.
We want them to go there and take a look at the materials. We're going to be working again, like I said, with John McKechnie. We picked somebody that, you know, John's background in both government over at NCUA and his long history on the Hill, we think is the perfect mix to talk about, you know, why this is important.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're not feeling that we should be down or that we should feel this is by any means a done deal. I can give you the concept that with the Obama budget, when it arrived each year, it had lots of different things in it, and many of them didn't come to pass. The president's budget is their blueprint,
right,
at what they want to see happen.
Okay.
Congress feels very strongly that it holds the purse strings,
okay.
and does. Those appropriations bills, you know, are where we're at. And frankly, to be honest with you, they haven't had an appropriation that passed since 2016. That's why we've stayed at the 233 level.
Oh.
So, you know, last year that didn't get done. Budgets haven't really, these appropriations bills have been stuck for a long time, and we've been working off of the same levels as past years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see whether that gets done or not.
Right.
If it doesn't get done, it's likely to stay at the 233 level, which is not a bad place
exactly.
to be. We want to say not only should CDFI survive, it should thrive, it should grow. This is where Congress should actually appropriate the higher dollar level to 250
yeah.
because it's a good use of money. And it leverages so much.
Yeah,
so.
I think if you look at the end result, the case studies, so to speak, of how these funds have helped credit unions ultimately help their community. I think if you look at that picture rather than the basic investment of it, I think that tells the story right there.
Mike, times of challenge are the times when we should thrive, and credit unions are proving that they're growing membership, they're growing loans, they're growing market share. This is where we have to show them that with CDFI, you know, if we can grow it to 250, we are going to continue to do the kinds of work that grow jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good news for America.
Yep.
Any administration.
Yep.
And that's what we want to see.
I concur. All right, to wrap up here, what are some next steps that folks can do? What are some things that credit unions can do right now that are practical, that can really kind of move the needle a little bit? What can we do?
I would say, one, get in touch with your member of Congress.
Okay.
Get in touch and tell them CDFI is important to me. We think that the designation is important, and we think that that seed money that comes out of those grants does great things to grow the economy, and it's an effective government program.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
The other part is take a look on our website, mm-hmm. creditunionstrategicplanning.com.
Okay.
We're going to have materials there. We're going to be reaching out to credit unions, and if you've got questions, we'll answer them.
Okay.
One of the things I think that credit unions, especially CDFI credit unions, need to be prepared to do is also tell good stories. Is, you know, whether you're a CDFI or not, the designation should be important to you, and be ready to tell stories of either how CDFI dollars have proven to be a great help for a member or a family mm-hmm. that you work with, and if you're not yet a CDFI, on why it's important that you know, you have some of the backstop opportunities in those grants.
Yeah.
These are relatively, you know, this is it's a relatively small part of the federal budget, very, very small.
Oh yeah.
you know, that's why when we look at this, we say Treasury has had a great history of being able to show the impact of this. We want to show the impact. We want credit unions to be prepared to show the impact at the individual family level.
Yeah.
So that's a great place to start.
Exactly. Great message to end on. Michael Beal, always an adventure. We are living in I don't want to say crazy times, but we are living in challenging certainly
ones. You know, but by the challenging times, we should thrive. That's our view at CU Strategic Planning, that this is a time to step up and work for something we love.
Yep, I agree. Great message to end on. Once again, Michael, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. And we will put all those links and stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and start their proactive measures to keep that CDFI fund rolling.
Good to talk to you.